So yesterday, we were looking at the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And specifically, we were looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 12. And verse number 12 says, "Now we've received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." And so we talked last week about just that, about having not the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world, which is filled with doubt and uncertainty, the spirit of the world, which tells us things that are contrary to the Word of God. But we are filled with the Spirit of God Himself. And in the Amplified Bible, it actually really draws that out and says, "Now we have received the Spirit that belongs not to the world, but the Holy Spirit, who is from God, given to us that we might realize, comprehend, and appreciate the gifts of divine favor, blessing, so freely and lavishly bestowed upon us by God." That is who you are. That is what you have. And you have the Spirit of God that is in you. You've not received the spirit of the world, not if you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. You've not received the spirit of the world. You have received the very Spirit of God, and He lavishly pours out all of His gifts to you. This is what we should be expecting. Now, as we read through the rest of those verses, because I really want to get us to chapter 3. So there's just a few more verses here. So after verse number 12, starting at verse number 13, Paul says in his letter to the Corinthians, and again, remember, this is a letter that he's writing to believers. So these things that he's saying, he's reminding these things of believers. He's not telling unbelievers this. These are all things that he's telling believers. And so it's good for us to remember these things as well, as believers in Jesus. So verse number 13 says, "These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual." Whoa, man, I love that. So what Paul is saying here is that we are being taught not by human wisdom. This is the expectation that I have. Every time I open up the Word of God, and every time that I'm faced with a situation where I have to have an understanding, have an insight, I expect the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God Himself that dwells within me, to speak truth to me, to bring revelation, and to give me wisdom and guidance and direction. And this is the exact same expectation that you should have as well, expecting that the Holy Spirit that is in you, God Himself who is in you, is going to give you wisdom and insight that's beyond the natural, that the world cannot have, that you yourself in your own natural brain could never know, understand, or comprehend by yourself. In the Amplified Bible, it says, "And we are sending these truths forth in words not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit." Just stop for a moment and contemplate what Paul is saying here. Because he just got done telling us that we have not the spirit of the world. We've not received you. As a believer in Jesus Christ, you have not received the spirit of the world. In essence, here's what Paul is saying. You are not merely men. You're not merely a man or a woman. You are not merely men. You are more than that. Why? Because you now have the Spirit of God dwelling within you. As you look ahead to your day today, and the things that are in front of you, and the decisions that you have to make, or the things that you may not even be expecting that are coming your way, here's the good news. Here's the thing that should excite you and stir a couple of things. It should stir passion and zeal, but it should also stir within you a settling and a peace. Because you don't have to worry about what's coming. Because you have received not the spirit of the world. You've received the Spirit of God Himself. And He lavishly pours out His wisdom to you because the Holy Spirit is in you. So you are getting a direct feed. It's a direct pipeline from Father God Himself, who knows all and created you and sees all and knows His plans for you. And He knows what you're facing today. And He knows the heartache and He knows the fears. He knows the anxieties. He knows exactly what you're facing today. And Father God, who is the creator of all things, He has a direct pipeline to you through the Holy Spirit to tell you, to encourage you, and to tell you and give you wisdom, to help you know things that you could never possibly know in your own mind. If you're faced with something today and you think, "I have no clue, I have no concept, I have no idea how to handle or extricate myself from this situation. No worry. You have a direct pipeline. God has given you a direct pipeline called the Holy Spirit, where He will speak to you and give you, through the person of His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, His Spirit in you, He will give you, it's a direct pipeline for Him to give you wisdom, to give you knowledge, to give you the ability to understand things that you could never understand on your own, and no man could. Paul is saying to you today, realize that you are not merely a man. You were before Christ, but we need not live that way today. Now, as new creations in Jesus Christ, we need not live as just mere men. And if I'm living my life just as a mere man, stumbling my way through life like I did before, with none of the advantages of the wisdom of God and the insights of God, and the insights and the power of the Holy Spirit, if I'm just stumbling my way through life, I'm living merely as a man, but I'm not merely a man. And you're not merely a man or merely a woman. You have the Spirit of God Himself in you. And that Spirit of God, through the Holy Spirit, God Himself, is setting forth truths. And He's giving you those truths not just in words, and not just in wisdom, not just in the human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit. And not just in words, but in spiritual language and in spiritual truth. Let's read that verse again from the New King James. Again, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 13. These things we also speak, not in words, which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. See, you're going through your life today, and you probably need a little bit of spiritual advantage, right? You probably need a little bit of spiritual hope, a little bit of spiritual insight, a little bit of spiritual insights so you can see and comprehend. Because in the natural, you cannot see and you cannot comprehend all things. We're very limited in the natural. We can only see and perceive the things that we see and that we can touch, we can taste, we can smell, we can feel. These are the only things that we can perceive, just the natural. There's so much we can't perceive. If something comes up, you can't perceive or know what's in another person's mind. You can't know what their motivation is. You can't look ahead and know what things are coming your way. You can't, in the middle of a problem, you can't see how they answer, how this could ever possibly work out for my good. You can't see it with your natural mind. You can't see it with the natural abilities that you have. But that's the good news, that you're not merely a man. You're not merely a man. You are a child of God. You are a son of God. You're a child of God. You belong to Him, and His Spirit is in you. And He is speaking to you and teaching you things not of human wisdom. Look, I don't want just human wisdom. I want spiritual wisdom. Think about the decisions you made in your life before you were a believer. Look, I don't want human wisdom. Had enough of that. Human wisdom, my own natural abilities, my own natural insights, my own natural intellect, my own natural perceptions on things didn't serve me really well when that's all I had. Think about the decisions you made in life, the decisions that you made just based upon your best understanding, your best abilities. How's that worked out? I would say if you have a 50-50 response, that half the time it works out well and half the time not so good, you're probably well above the average. Based upon our own, because the flesh is deceptive, and based upon our own flesh, our own wisdom, our own natural knowledge, we'll usually wind up taking a bad situation and making it even worse, or complicating it, or bringing my bad situation and spreading it to the lives of others, and infecting others with it. But it doesn't have to be that way, because you're not merely a man or a woman anymore. You're not merely a man. You are a spiritual being, because His Spirit is in you. And whatever comes up and whatever you're faced with today, He is speaking with you and teaching you, not with human wisdom, thank you, Jesus, but with His wisdom that comes through the Holy Spirit, combining and interpreting spiritual truths with spiritual language. So he is bringing together, this is fabulous, he is bringing together his spiritual insights, his spiritual wisdom, his all-encompassing, all-knowing spiritual insight and wisdom. He's combining that, giving you the ability to interpret. Think about that. Just think about that statement. He's giving you the ability to interpret spiritual truths. That statement alone means I can pick up this Bible, and anything that I read here that I don't understand, he gives me, if I will ask him, and I will listen, he gives me, because I'm not just merely a man, and neither are you. He gives me, he gives you spiritual insight, spiritual wisdom, and the ability to interpret spiritual truths. That is amazing. And he combines it with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. The way it says it in the New King James Bible, he does not just speak unto us in words which man's wisdom teaches, but with Holy Spirit, which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now, I could go off another whole direction here, but I just don't have time. But that is a great, that is a phenomenal insight, and that should be a great encouragement to you and I. Verse number 14 says, but the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. See, the natural man doesn't accept that. So close off. You are no longer the natural man. The old man has been put away. So don't take him back on. In your natural mind, don't rely just upon your own natural wisdom and abilities. You're not merely a man, so don't just rely on those carnal, fleshly things. Because the natural, non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome or admit into his heart the gifts and teachings and revelations of the Spirit of God. For they are folly, meaningless, nonsense to him, and he's incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, and becoming better acquainted with them because they are spiritually discerned, estimated, and appreciated. That is who you are. You're not merely a man or a woman. You are a spiritual being because his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, dwells within you. And the natural mind cannot understand those things that are given to you, revealed to you. Nothing is hidden from you, and he gives you the ability to interpret spiritual things. So don't rely upon the flesh. Don't rely upon your own mind, your own thoughts. Turn and look to him today. Turn, look to him, and listen, because he's speaking to you spiritual truths that you can understand, because he's given you a direct pipeline from him to you in the person of the Holy Spirit. Listen to him and walk with that kind of ability to discern spiritual truths in your day-to-day.